You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Franchises and, talk about their experiences, and they probably could also give us some suggestions as to things to look out for from their standpoint. But again, thanks, Kevin, and we'll be back with the sports guys after the news.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The House has voted to defeat the fast-track trade bill. Democrats were mostly against it, even though President Obama was in favor. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest just held a press conference.
These kinds of entanglements are endemic to the House of Representatives.
Republicans said the bill would help the U.S. in the global economy. Law enforcement officers in New York have received a lead on the two escaped convicts. Residents reported seeing two men jumping a stone wall near the prison where the men escaped last weekend. Meanwhile, authorities continue to question a prison instructor, Joyce Mitchell.
Each day, we're learning more and more information from her as far as what her involvement was, what her relationships were with both Matt and Sweat, and from that, we're just developing leads.
She was previously accused of having a relationship with Sweat, but there was not enough evidence for disciplinary action. She also admitted to providing the escapees with contraband. This is USA Headline News.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Pakistan has shut down the offices of Save the Children over reports the International Aid Agency was involved in anti-Pakistan activities. USA's John Clemens reports.
One official in Islamabad said they had been monitoring their calls and that they had been watching their offices, observing activities that were very suspicious. Members of the staff at Save the Children have been ordered to leave the country within 15 days. A spokesman for the Pakistani Interior Ministry had very little to say about the orders.
They will not be commenting on a decision that has been taken by the government.
Save the Children has been in Pakistan since 1979 and has been accused of being involved with a doctor that was recruited by the CIA to help find terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. stocks were lower in midday trading following a setback on the Greece bailout. The International Monetary Fund unexpectedly decided to walk away from the talks, spurring a sell-off. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers.
Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
An appeals court says big internet service companies will no longer be able to slow down or block some online traffic by making secret deals with others. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
Net neutrality rules are due to go into effect today. This comes after the District of Columbia's U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the United States Telecom Association did not satisfy the requirements for a stay. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler says the ruling is a huge win for consumers, but it is seen as a setback to the industry. It basically means all online content should be allowed to load at the same speed. Broadband providers had been giving faster speeds to some over others. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The hacking information from millions of current and former U.S. government employees is more damaging than first thought. Every former worker was affected, according to the American Federation of Government Employees Union, and China and Russia are being blamed. Officials say some of the information is being sold. At least five civilians have been killed and others buried under rubble following more Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Iranian-backed Shiite rebels and allied forces in Yemen. These strikes destroyed historic houses in the old city of the capital Sana'a, a World Heritage Site. Online activists posted pictures from the damaged portion of the city. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is in Europe. He's trying to showcase his foreign policy skills ahead of a planned announcement that he is running for president. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News. USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The House has voted to defeat the fast-track trade bill. Democrats were mostly against it, even though President Obama was in favor. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest just held a press conference.
These kinds of entanglements are endemic to the House of Representatives.
Republicans said the bill would help the U.S. in the global economy. Law enforcement officers in New York have received a lead on the two escaped convicts. Residents reported seeing two men jumping a stone wall near the prison where the men escaped last weekend. Meanwhile, authorities continue to question a prison instructor, Joyce Mitchell.
Each day, we're learning more and more information from her as far as what her involvement was, what her relationships were with both Matt and Sweat, and from that, we're just developing leads.
She was previously accused of having a relationship with Sweat, but there was not enough evidence for disciplinary action. She also admitted to providing the escapees with contraband. This is USA Headline News.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.JewishFamilySVC.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel. iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
Good afternoon. Want to give you the weather. This is Pat Smith. It's supposed to be the sports guys, but I think they've all taken off for the afternoon. So I'm going to give you at least the weather and talk about a few things, but frankly, I forgot what all of my stuff that I was going to talk about today, so I think this is going to be a short program. But in any event, sports people, let's see what's going to be out there. And by the way, I want to thank John Macy, who was our guest last week. He was great. He was delightful. And all of the kids out there who are playing sports, John is a big baseball fan and frankly knew a lot more than I do about baseball. And I guess that doesn't take much. But he also likes football and really I'd like to see kids playing sports because it's so important to get off the couch, as Bill would say, and get out there and do some things. And, you know, whether or not we're good at it, the more important thing is that we do it and get some exercise. And so what's going to be happening this weekend? Well, today there was a slight chance of showers. Had not seen it before I came in. But with this hot weather, we can get thunderstorms, and there's a chance tonight, about a 30% chance that we might get some thunderstorms. And tomorrow, again, there's a chance of thunderstorms. Should be high of about 86 degrees. And they say that thunderstorms after 9 a.m., but honestly, probably will be mostly sunny. And they say the rainfall, if there is rainfall, it'll be less than 1/10 of an inch tomorrow. So even if we're out there enjoying the day, hope you get out to enjoy Community Day. That's going to be at the fairgrounds in Ringo's, and that should be really fun, especially for the kids. There's going to be just a lot of things there, including a pie contest. So hope there's some people out there who are making your pies. And if not, just go out and enjoy the day. Tomorrow night, there is again a 30% chance of thunderstorms, low only about 64 degrees. Sunday should be our best day, sunny. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high of about 83 degrees. Again, on Sunday night, it'll be mostly cloudy, and there's a chance of thunderstorms on Monday. But again, about a 30% chance. So there's more of a chance of thunderstorms probably on Monday rather than tomorrow from what they're talking about. So let's talk about sports. Well, as I said, I'm Pat Smits. I'm one of the sports guys, and usually I have a lot to talk about. Not much this week. I guess one of the things that anyone who has to, football, of course, is on the horizon. playoff games will start. I'm not really happy about the Packers schedule this year, but the one game that might be of interest to me is the Packers are playing San Francisco in San Francisco. And of course, if you haven't been to the new stadium, and I haven't, I would like to see a game at the new stadium. And from what I'm hearing about how the 49ers, what's happening with the number of retirements, this should be a very different team than the team we saw 6 months ago, or the team we anticipated seeing 6 months ago. And they're really going to have to be working to get a first-class team. Now, that said, you know, nobody ever knows what's happening. I went to the playoff game a few years ago when Mr. Kaepernick put the Packers to shame in San Francisco. And that was, of course, at Candlestick Stadium. Very, very, you know, cold and damp. So it'll be interesting to see the new stadium, which is between San Francisco and San Jose. So what else is happening? Well, it looks like Adrian Peterson will be playing with Minnesota and not Dallas. There's been a lot of talk about trading. I think from what I've heard, he really would like to play in Dallas. He lives in Texas. Anyone who has been under a bushel or has not heard anything about sports knows that he had to sit out for the past year because of the incident with his four-year-old son. And however, he's back. He's been playing at practices. He's been there with Minnesota. Personally, I think for someone like Adrian Peterson, who's been such a standout in Minnesota, the fans in Minnesota will be accepting. I mean, they're going to accept him back. He's done what he needed to do. Certainly, the incident was tragic, and I'm not excusing what he did. This was a pretty bad beating of a little child. On the other hand, there are going to be a lot of people in the Midwest who say, well, wait a minute, you know, it was we used to get beaten like that when we were kids. Now, that's not to say it's good, but I think that there are a lot of people who in the Midwest will at least understand it and will say to him, you know, you've done what you needed to do, you've accepted your punishment, you're back, and of course, you know, he's a terrific player. So there's always the question, if he was a mediocre player, would people have the same views? But in any event, I think I would frankly personally like to see him play with the Cowboys, only because the Packers and the Minnesota have to play twice a year, and he has been really someone who has truly changed the game, and meaning that he's made a difference in any number of games that the Packers have played against Minnesota. So that's certainly something out there on the radar. Everybody's getting interested in the games that are about to start, and I'm going to be back. Well, frankly, I don't have to be back because I finally have another sports guy. So, John Manfreda, welcome, welcome, especially because, as I've told our listeners, I didn't bring anything in with me today.
Oh, there's plenty to do, Pat.
Briefcase.
Oh.
So I'm going to turn it over to you, and I've talked a little bit about what I think has been going on in San Francisco and talked a little bit about Adrian Peterson, but I didn't want to have to bore everybody with domestic violence for the rest of the hour.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Pat, when you talk professional sports now, DV is an intimate part of the discussion.
Along with flat balls.
Yeah, or deflated balls.
Deflated, excuse me.
Yes, we're politically correct.
That's more politically correct, I guess.
But anyway, good afternoon. It's a hot, warm, sticky day. It's been a very, very busy day since I've been on the go since about 8 o'clock this morning. And I've caught a few snippets here and there. What really surprises me, Pat, again, in the sports arena, the NBA has dramatically fallen in popularity in the last couple of years. Yet all the radio talk shows, are all they're talking about is LeBron James. I mean, this guy is a great, great player. There's no question about that. But there's no real talk about the games, about the championship run. And so it's just about all of his personal things, the things he says, whether he gives the ball up or keeps it too much. They've made it all so personal. And this is the part, I think, one of the reasons why I think the NBA has suffered a bit. You know, in other sports, you know, we certainly have admired players on a team. You know, if you're talking NFL, invariably you're going to come around to the top quarterbacks or, you know, running backs, things of that nature. And you do, but you talk a lot more about the game.
But isn't there, to at least the normal audience, there's a lot more to a football game?
I think so. I think so too. You know, there are different levels, and certainly basketball is a sophisticated game. But I think, you know, when you've got offense, defense, you've got all kinds of schemes going on, just play fakes, misdirection, you've got so much more happening on one football play than you right. have in most other sports, in a whole baseball inning, for example.
No, I really think, especially football, and comparing football and basketball, and perhaps it's just that I don't know all the strategies in basketball. I certainly know that when you and I would watch a hockey game, you know a lot more about what's going on and the strategy of the game. And I think
yes, I follow the sport a bit more. That's
well,
true.
But not only follow it a little more, but again, and maybe this is just because I'm such a neophyte, but I think that there's more complexity to a hockey game than there is to a basketball game. And maybe that's just that I don't know basketball.
Well, you know, that could be. I don't know. I think in general, you have so many other things going on, Pat, that distract our attention. Like the Women's World Cup has a huge U.S.-Sweden match tonight. And I think that, you know, as you go forward, there's just so many hours in the day, there's so many things that tap into your day that make this, you know, very difficult. So I think that at this point, you have to very much pick and choose what you care to do and where you're going to devote your time, which, you know, makes it difficult.
No, I thought you'd come in here today and start talking tennis because of the French Open.
Well,
that was pretty
yeah,
amazing.
I mean, the French Open had a big, not a big upset, but an upset, you know, where Djokovic got upset, but by another very good player.
No, he was, at least in the last
playoffs. Well, you know,
tennis
is much like golf because these are individual sports. You've got the top 5 or 10 players in the world, the top 2 or 3 over a period of time dominate. In tennis, it usually goes anywhere from 3 to 7 years where somebody will have a run, like Nadal and Djokovic right now. Federer has been around now for, God, it's pushing 15 years since that he's been around winning, although he's clearly past his prime and he hasn't. We're hoping that, you know, he'll win, and he's good enough to get to the quarterfinals in any tournament he plays. But now, you know, he's no longer in the top 2 or 3 players.
Now, is he playing doubles also?
Let me think. I'm not sure. I believe Federer does. Yeah, I believe he does. But and that was another piece of news. The Bryan brothers lost. I mean, incredibly. So, I mean, you do have snippets, things coming along. But we're not quite in the middle of the summer. But we're moving along right now where I think particularly – I can only speak for you and I and maybe for Bill who's not here. Our lives are so dominated by football.
Yes,
that
you're right.
During the season, there's so much to talk about. There's so much going on. There's 32 teams, 32 at every position, lots of characters, controversy, and the beauty of the game itself that really just consumes us. And while, as you know, I love baseball too, I get more into baseball, you know, in September and October like people do if your team is in it. You know, and the Red Sox have won 3 world championships in the last 10 years. So it's been an exciting time to be a Red Sox fan. And coincidentally, my daughter Allison sent me pictures this morning. She went over to see her new graduate student housing assignment, which is a loft. And it's right in Kenmore Square. And she walked down a block and sent me some pictures of Fenway Park this morning.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So, but, you know, baseball is the American pastime. I think football has become the passion.
I was just going to say football now has become the passion. It really has. I mean, when I grew up in Wisconsin, you know, we were all diehard football fans. But then people said, hey, what else was there to do in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
But you weren't far from Milwaukee. So you had basketball and you had baseball.
But they played football.
True.
In Milwaukee.
A football area.
And
now that's true.
Once the Braves left Milwaukee, you know, there was a lot of years where, you know, not much was going on. One of the things that I don't understand, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that basketball is a lot more popular on the West Coast, out in California.
I agree. We have the Lakers have a big following, a huge influence there. I think that's a big part of it. You know, you can make the argument that since the Celtics have become less of a power in the league, you know, they won a world championship, what, about 7-8 years ago, maybe? They won one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to understand, I mean, from the early 1960s until, you know, just up to 4 or 5 years ago, you know, the Celtics were involved. I mean, you talk about a dynasty like the Yankees, like the Montreal mm-hmm. Canadiens in hockey, at least in the old days. I mean, they were there all the time. You didn't talk about championship. There was no championship talk unless the Celtics were in that. You know, in that mode. I mean, I grew up in Boston in the 60s when the Celtics won 8 straight world championships. Never be done again. You know, not 8 out of 9 or not 8 in a row and 11 out of 13.
Right.
There will never be a run like that again. But my point is, the Red Sox were still more popular than the Celtics.
But on the other hand,
and they had gone at that time in the 60s, they had gone 50 something years without a World Series championship. But the 67 Red Sox revived all of that, even though the Celtics were in the middle of their 8-year championship run, which is still hard to conceive, 8 years in a row. If you ask a kid today, they won't even believe it. They got to Google it to check it out. But I mean, the 67 Red Sox had a huge following, way bigger than the Boston Celtics.
Well, you know, when I grew up and before the Braves came to Milwaukee, everybody in my area were Cub fans. And, you know,
sure,
the Cubs didn't win, but they were still diehard Cub fans. But you're getting back to what you were talking about on the radio and the television, one of the things that we never had is the 24/7 sports programs. I mean, you can watch sports on
that
television.
Well, you want to know
24/7.
You know where that comes up, Pat? Remember Monday Night Football?
Oh,
when
yes.
When it first came in, I think, 69, or was it 70? Around 69, yeah. I think. What was one of the huge things about Monday Night Football? They were the halftime highlights. All you got was maybe 15 seconds of a game, 2 or 3 plays or parts of plays, flash the score and move on. It was 2 minutes. It was some of the most heavily watched 2 minutes of the week. Everybody tuned in hoping that, and they only did maybe half a dozen games, whatever. But the point of it is that all changed with ESPN, which brings you every highlight of every game of every sport every night, not once but a dozen times.
Well,
that has also undermined. I heard this argument maybe 10 years ago, that the baseball All-Star game, which, if you remember as a kid, That was a big deal.
Absolutely.
I can still remember, of course, it's in the middle of the summer. We would always pick a friend's house to go over and watch it. And, of course, in those days, you were in the neighborhood, so you could walk a couple of blocks, even as a little kid at 11 o'clock at night. Nobody thought of anything. You know, different time, different era. But my point is, you know, you still remember, you know, Reggie Jackson hitting the lighting tower in Detroit that nobody had ever hit before. Reggie Jackson homer off of Catfish Hunter in the 15th inning to end the longest All-Star game. You know, things like that. That was something as a kid that you just absolutely, I mean, for weeks you'd be talking about. So where are you going to watch the All-Star game? You know, if you went up to some 12-year-old kid today and said, hey, the All-Star game's in a couple weeks, where are you going to be huddled up to watch that? He'd look at you like you had six heads. He'd probably say, I might watch some of it on my iPhone. What's it to you? Yeah, I mean, this is a totally different era. And again, I think all the games translate well to the media, but football is magic.
Yeah, you're right. But let me go back one other thing about, you know, growing up in the 60s and 50s, I guess. And that is...
Little did he know we're the throwback sports guys, right?
Yeah. But baseball cards.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much money...
Oh, God.
I spent on bubble gum.
Yep. You used to have wild stacks of bubble gum. It'd get hard. Because I'd buy so many packs of baseball cards, then I'd save the gum because I couldn't eat them. And then a week later, it'd all be like... I'd bite into it and it'd crumble... Like broken glass.
Well, and that was the worst bubble gum. The best bubble gum, if you really wanted to buy bubble gum for bubble gum, was what was that? Feelers or...
No, Bazooka.
Feelers? Bazooka, yeah. Feelers, Bazooka.
Which had the comics in it.
Yeah. No, we didn't have comics.
Yeah. Bazooka, Joe Bazooka. The comics.
Well, I don't know.
You opened your bubble gum and you read the comics.
The little square one is what I remember.
Right.
I don't remember having...
Bazooka. It was red, white, and blue with stars on it. It had Americana in it. Everybody.
I don't remember.
You'd never find me without a couple of pieces of bubble gum in
my
pocket.
But the point is, we wouldn't buy that good bubble gum. We'd buy the bubble gum that just to get the baseball cards. And you're right, it was a worse bubble gum, but the best marketing. I mean, the companies that were able to market that made millions and millions of dollars.
Lots of money.
Because although the bubble gum was crummy.
Yep.
They weren't selling bubble gum.
Oh, they probably paid a tenth of a cent for the bubble gum. So, you know, they had a tremendous profit on that bubble gum.
But that was another thing that kids, that was the way that, you know, everybody learned about football. They learned about the football players. Excuse me, baseball. What am I talking about?
Right, right.
They learned about baseball. They learned about the baseball players. And I think it also... you know, made that a very interesting game for kids. In other words, you know, if you were trading cards and, you know, needed to get either in my case, either the Chicago Cubs or the Milwaukee Braves, you know, that was something that kids talked about all the time. You know, remember going to school, how many cards did you have? Which ones would you trade?
We used to buck up for them in the schoolyard. And then I remember one year, probably around 65, 66, they came out with the gold leaf card. Do you remember that?
No.
Where you'd get, like, every couple of packs, there'd be a you'd open it up, there'd be a gold leaf card in it. It was a special card for, like, and they only did it for the very top players. And it would be all, it would be the player's image in all gold. And those were very, very valuable to get.
But
today, I never see any of those at baseball card shows. I don't know what happened to them, but they were beautiful pieces of art.
No, I don't remember those. But, I mean, the point is, that was what was the introduction for kids. And every little boy who had a big brother, his big brother was collecting them. And at least in my town, you know, girls collected them too. And so, you know, that was always the topic of conversation. And you're right. We played baseball at night. You could play baseball anywhere. Well, we played football too, so I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, anywhere you... We didn't have... where I grew up, we didn't have Little League. So, you know, the girls played baseball. And actually, You know, we were able to play baseball better than we were able to play football, I have to tell you. So it was just a whole different way we looked at sports. And I think that's been part of the reason where the little kids don't necessarily, unless there's somebody like John Macy, who was our guest last week, they're not necessarily getting that same involvement in baseball.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Well, when we come back from the next ad, we'll... And at you know what?
Played
so
ads.
Popular, we played the ads. Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting for you, so yeah. I decided
I didn't know if you had
the...
to do weather or what you had to do.
No, I did the weather. We can, wait, let's do a quick news break, and then we'll be back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama's fast-track trade deal was defeated in Congress by his fellow Democrats. The House today derailed a bill to give Obama power to negotiate global trade deals that Congress could approve or reject but not change. House Speaker John Boehner says the measure was needed.
More free trade. That's good for our economy and good for our country.
But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the bill needs improvement.
Whatever the deal is with other countries, we want a better deal.
President Obama even made a last-minute stop to the Capitol to ask Democrats to support him. The search continues in upstate New York for two escaped convicts. Meanwhile, Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says investigators are piecing together the details of what led up to David Sweat and Richard Matt's escape as they question prison employee Joyce Mitchell.
Brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
She was allegedly supposed to drive the getaway car, but didn't show up. This is USA Headline News.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, we're back. It's the Sports Guys, and it's John Manfreda and Pat Smits.
Yes,
and,
Pat.
I have a feeling that Bill finally got a good day and maybe had taken off early for his boat. And Ken, wherever you are, we're missing you. So I think, you know, John,
yeah,
you
but
know
Pat,
when he hasn't been here. You know the last time that Ken was here?
When the Rangers were playing.
Well, and we had that little bet that I said the Blackhawks would win, and
that's
he said
true.
All the Rangers
that's
were going to win.
That's true, yep.
He hasn't shown his
well,
face
it's
since.
2-2 right now, and it's been a very exciting
yes.
series. I haven't seen all the games, yes. but you really do have the best two teams.
Right, I agree.
You really do. Uh-huh. And it's been great for hockey, good exposure. They get it on NBC. It's good exposure. The real shame of it is they're showcasing these top teams and top games. And the, as I understand, the ratings have been good. But during the year, they don't get those kind of ratings. And, you know, we talk about things like that on this show. And we know what the problem is. The problem is there's just too many games. The
yeah.
year, about 4 years ago, when they had the strike and they only had 45, 48 games, something like that. Every single game in the at the Prudential Center for the Devils was sold out. Every single game had top ratings because you had 48 games, not 82. They meant something. Every game was like 1.8 games.
Well, I agree. I said that at the time, and I've said
and
it since.
They
and
that's unfortunately one of the things- won't. Well, baseball suffers the same thing.
I agree.
Baseball has an advantage, though. In July and August, when, you know, I was going to say, the joke always was, or the phrase always was, when the Royals are in or the Astros are in. But right now, the Royals and the Astros are two very good teams. But you know what I'm saying. Pick a bad team, you know, when Baltimore comes around, or Tampa's been surprised. It's been an upside down, you know, week. The San Diego Padres or whatever. The problem is there's nothing else going on. So in July and August, now football camps open, and I'm usually the one in August that says I'd rather watch a scrimmage or a preseason football game than a regular season baseball game in August, because starved for football.
I'm not so sure. I ended up with 8 tickets for the third preseason game, so believe me. You know, I wish I knew Mike McCarthy so I could get a couple tickets
now,
for a regular
game. Did they
game.
Do this randomly and it just came out that way?
It just
then why
came
don't
out.
You call the front office of the Packers and say, look, I'm a loyal fan. Go up there. I go back twice. And this is what happened to me. I'll bet they'll work with you.
No, they really, because if you go in the lottery, and the fact is you can't get preseason games 2 years in a row, but that's why we go into the lottery twice. And we have friends that can go in the lottery
twice. Oh, and it
burns
you this time.
But not only did we get 2 preseason, we got, so you can get 4 tickets. And you have to buy the tickets before you know which game.
Right, before you know, sure.
And so, you know, we happened to get 8 tickets for this third preseason game.
Now, who's it against?
I don't even know, and nor do I care. And because what we'll do is we'll donate the tickets to the boys' club and let
the
kids
that would
go.
Be wonderful, Pat.
But it's a very expensive.
It's
donation.
A very expensive donation, but it's a nice thing to do.
Well, especially because I wouldn't mind as much if we had 1 season game, because then we go out to.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, I was hoping, along with all the other Packers, I was hoping it would be Thanksgiving.
But you know, Pat, again, just a suggestion. Maybe you donate 4 or 6 of them. Go out there. If you go to that game and just start walking, you'll find somebody who will sell you a couple other tickets to get to a game. I'm sure you will.
Well, not at the preseason ticket, but I'll
yeah,
I
that's
can
true.
Get tickets.
I think, you know, that's a good point. They say that at most stadiums around the country, there are no season ticket holders at the preseason games. They all give them away to people who just want to go and experience going to the game. But that's the thing. That's the magic. There's only 8.
Exactly.
8 games.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. 8 games spread over 3 months. Gold. Absolute. Well, think of how it is. You know, we're all the same way. Even when our team gets beat, you know, by Wednesday, Thursday, the anticipation is mounting. By Saturday, you can't stand listening to the college analysis because you want football. You want NFL. And by the time Sunday morning comes by, you know, I'm leaving church early because I want to get home to watch the pregame show. That's the way it is for NFL fans. It is just a majestic, captivating, enchanting sport. From the colors, the characters, the logos, the vista of a spiral in flight.
Well, you're
what
being
that
poetic.
Looks like.
But
of course, you being a Green Bay fan, you haven't seen too many spirals over the last 30 years.
Well,
but Eli Manning, it's end over end, but he completes it enough times to win a couple of Super Bowls.
Well, you know, now what I'm going to look for is tickets in San
Francisco. This is Bill Wolfson calling in. Bill.
Hi, John. Bill,
I we have you on the air, Bill. Where are you?
I'm in beautiful downtown, actually rural Somerville. I've just finished a meeting with some clients at their factory that went over. You know that in addition to being a bankruptcy lawyer, I also represent a number of industrial operators. And unfortunately, this one, sometimes the work we have to do with lawyers.
Hey, Bill. We got you. Just I'm holding the iPhone up to the speaker. I'm not sure how good it's coming through, so I can't take a long message. Do you want to call in on the call in number and we can get you on the air?
That would be great. What's the call in number?
All right, the call in number is, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The call in number is 908, and this is for all you folks out there, 908-237-0410. 237-0410. Give us a call.
I know.
All right, Bill. We'll wait to hear from you. All right, Chuck, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we may have another sports guy calling in momentarily and adding to the glamour that is the sports guy show.
Well, not
so, Pat, what did you think of
today?
my picturesque view, my description of the vista of a spiral in flight?
Well,
because you get to see, you want to know what the difference is in my view? You get it a little bit in basketball. You get it a little bit in basketball when somebody takes a 3-point shot,
right,
and you get to see the flight of the ball,
the
arc of the basketball. It's a beautiful, beautiful vista. But a baseball or hockey puck, when they throw it or shoot it or hit it, you can't follow it. A football, think of how you react when the ball is released from the quarterback's hands, and you get to see the flight of the ball, and you're waiting anxiously for it to come down in someone's hands. Think about that, the anticipation.
Hey, Bill. Are you on?
I sure am, Pat. I'm listening to John rhapsodize about the arc of a football game.
Well, you're going to have to talk a little louder so our listeners can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm listening to John talk about football flight and going through the air and all that other cool stuff. Unfortunately, I had a meeting go 3 hours that I thought would only be 1 hour. And
the bane of every lawyer, Bill.
That's true. I'm in the car on my way back. But, you know, Yankees seem to be playing well, although they lost in 11 innings to Washington, but they're in Baltimore tonight. One of my favorite matchups for many historical reasons, Yankees-Orioles, and I'm kind of excited about that. I'm still on the wrong side of Somerville, so I'm not going to make the show, unfortunately. But, John, I'm glad you're there. I just hope Ken Bilstrait is there to talk about his Mets.
No, he isn't, and John didn't show up until 5:25. He left me here alone, and I had nothing to talk about. So,
oh, Pat, you always have something wonderful to talk about.
Pat, I'm surprised to hear that, because you usually have so much to add.
Yeah, well, I didn't even watch sports this week. I was so busy, and of course, you know, football is, you know, it's training.
Well, actually, Bill, real quick, the point that we've been focusing on here is why football, to most Americans, has become a passion. You know, baseball is the national pastime. It's a tradition. It's like apple pie, mom, and the flag. Football is a passion that's incomparable, and we've been trying to talk about it. I think it's the vistas that you get. It's the colors, the logos, the flight of the football, you know, the darting running back, the bomb, a long field goal. There's this arcing a sequence of things you're watching unfold in front of you, and you know so much is riding. I mean, think about it. When your team lines up just to kick a field goal, wow, this is only 3 points, but my God, it could change the whole game.
Well, you know, though, Bill, let me tell you, Bill and John, let me say something else, though. And everybody knows, I'm a diehard Packer fan. I was at a meeting, and someone was giving a speech, and happened to mention something that he was a Packer fan. Well, you know, right there was the affinity. We talked about it later. If he had said he was a Giants fan or some other fan, I would still have talked about him because we
would have
tolerated.
She would have tolerated the Giants fan. Bill.
Yeah, but we would have had something really in common that we could talk about. And I think that's another thing about football, because no matter where we go, literally anywhere in the world, I know John is going to be going to Portugal, you will find people there that know American football, and you're going to find some Giant fans.
That's
and
true.
Immediately you'll have some kind of an affinity that you can start talking.
It's a common bond. That's true.
Football.
And of course, nobody ever has a common bond with Bill because he's an Eagle fan.
Well, that's true, but you know, Pat, I've been kicked out of far better places than Barnes. Moving right along, though, right in the middle of the Somerville car show, look at all these beautiful Corvettes. However, that being said, I think the affinity people have for football is because, first of all, there are fewer games.
Second, yes.
That makes them more than more important. And second of all, going to a football game is intense. It's exciting. In baseball, they play 81 home games. In football, what do they play? Eight.
You know, that's a very good point. I think about going to games, and you and I have gone to many, many games. Baseball, you're kind of laid back. It's a nice night. You laissez-faire. You're chatting away. Football game, you are on the edge of your seat with every single play.
Well, that's true, unless it's the Redskins playing the Jets. The problem that I see for a lot of people with baseball is, you have a 7-inning stretch. People run cold. There's a lot of gaps between plays, and doesn't have the intensity of football. And also, you've got to look at the sport itself, the actual physical play. Football is all about the immovable object of defensive linemen, irresistible force of a running back. That collision is very exciting. Secondly, as you correctly point out, the key of a well-thrown spiral pass right down the sideline when all the marbles are on the line, like the Giants played the Patriots in that Super Bowl, and the ball was caught in an over-the-shoulder, sort of looking up, but not really looking back, catch by the Giants wide receiver. And it took the underdog Giants to stick in the eye of the superior New England Patriots, or so they thought. That's got to have excited the passion of every football fan who either lives in the New York, Jersey area, or who absolutely despises.
Hey, Bill, I don't mean to cut you off. Bill, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to have to cut this off quickly. And the only thing we haven't talked about today was the Belmont Stakes and American Pharoah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Since, what was it, 1970? When was Secretary?
I think was 78.
73 or 78. I think you're right, 78. So that was really phenomenal. And the only other comment I did want to make about that is, of course, the people at the horse races look like the old people that used to go to baseball games. You know, they're dressed up.
Yes, yes.
The women wear the hats. The men wear suits. I mean, you don't even see that in tennis any longer.
Right.
I mean, if you looked at the men's championship, I mean –
casual.
Well, casual. Guy looked like he was wearing his underwear. It was just ridiculous.
Very, very astute observation, Pat. You're entirely correct. Bill, why do you think that is? Real quick, we got 30 seconds. Why do you think it is? Why has the dress become so casual, like a lack of respect for the game?
You know what I think? I think it's because there are too many of them, number one. Number two, growing up, I remember going to ball games with my uncle, and would always wear a hat. Not a men's
right.
hat, but,
a fedora.
A fedora. And a jacket, tie, and I was an eight-year-old, so I was well-dressed. With an eight-year-old, it's usually a clip-on bow tie back in the 50s, but the end result is you could see people well-dressed. Another thing, too, is they were day games, and people would leave work at noon, get on the subway, and the Yankee game or the Dodger Giant game, and their first pitch was 1:05.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit, I don't want to use the word classier, but there was more of a sense you were going to something that was relatively formal.
Right.
It's become such a relaxed, formal generation of Americans that
There is no formal dining anymore, really.
Well, that's the other thing. I was just thinking the same thing. You go to almost any restaurant, and, you don't get dressed up to go out to
some
dinner.
People even wear shorts in restaurants.
I'm surprised. Well, go to France or any
of the French Islands.